The tax code was made to benefit entrepreneurs and business owners, right? If you're an employee, you're not on the right team. And I tell people all the time, the tax code is like a game. And in order to win any game, you have to be on the right team. So the tax code was made to benefit entrepreneurs and business owners because every job that we create is a job that the government doesn't have to create.
So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over, Now What? The podcast. All right, let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. Listen, fam, you could have been anywhere. Like, you could have been anywhere listening to any podcast. There's over 2.5 million, just 2.5 million shows. And you're here with us and rocking with us. And I appreciate you. And you're probably wondering right now, if this is your very first time clicking the button, exactly what this show is about. So let me break it down to you. Each and every single week, we continue to bring you an inspiring person or a message that's truly going to help you. And I don't care where you are right now, whether you're somebody trying to climb that corporate career ladder, or perhaps you're somebody trying to figure out, yo, can I create a business? Should I jump into entrepreneurship? Or perhaps you're struggling at entrepreneurship. Well, this is the show. But most importantly, everybody who has been on this platform has answered a question we've all asked ourselves at some point in our life. And that is, school's over, now what, right? Like, what do we do? How do we figure out what's next for us? How do we navigate in this world? But if you've been rocking with us for a while, you know how I like to kick this thing off. And that is with the review of the week, because we'll be nowhere without you guys. And this week's review of the week comes from BDD83. And they wrote, dope podcast. I have enjoyed listening to this podcast. Definitely an inspiration to all that anything is possible. Keep grinding. You are helping so many people to do great things. BDD83, listen, fam, I appreciate you. And perhaps right now you're listening to us and you've been listening to us for the last 200 plus episodes and you gained something. You gained a knowledge. You gained that aha moment. You got that clarity and now you're off on your journey. The only thing that we ask right now is that you scroll to the bottom of your screen. If you're listening to us on Apple, scroll to the bottom of your screen. Click that 5-star rating, leave your review, or perhaps you listen to us on Spotify. Smash that 5-star rating. Spotify now has the ability to do that. And most importantly, fam, go over to the YouTube channel. We have, you know, thousands on thousands of downloads, some of the most amazing guests. And if you're ready to catch the visuals, head over to our YouTube channel, School's Over, Now What? With that being said, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever thought about starting a podcast? No, like, fam, for real, like starting a podcast, getting on a mic and having your own show. But you've been a little confused about where to start at, on what mic choice, on what computer, on what software. How do you make this thing happen? Well, listen, I got it covered for you. If you scroll to the bottom right now in the show notes, click the link, grab my free podcast starter kit. Listen, podcasting has changed my life. In fact, it's helped me leave my six-figure job and do what I'm doing today. And I want to teach you how to do it. So click the link in the show notes today and grab my free ebook, The Podcast Starter Kit. This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/schoolsovernowwhat. For as low as $5, you can help us reach more people, tour schools, and impact communities. You also get exclusive content nobody else can see. Fam, we might even start merch. Visit patreon.com/schoolsovernowwhat and become a Patreon today. All right, let's get into the reason you click that button. You know, we're going to bring you the best of the best. But today, fam, we are about to give you the game, the blueprint. Grab your pencil, grab your paper, because I said, hey, what is one topic we haven't really covered? Like, we haven't really covered this topic. We know the world needs this topic. We know a lot of people wonder about how can they, you know, get better at this. And today we are about to do that. We are sitting down with none other than Carter Cofield. Listen, this guy right here teaches entrepreneurs how to live tax-free. He also is the CMO of Melanin Money. And here's the thing about this episode. We are about to educate, motivate, inspire, teach you so many different things. right? From how to live tax-free when you have an Airbnb, tax-free hotel stays, tax-free shopping sprees. By the time you finish this episode here, you are going to have so many ways to become tax-free. You are going to want to go over to Carter Cofield's page. You're also going to want to text the number, you know, you're also going to text 312-847-2309. You're going to want to text him for more tax tips. That's how serious this episode is. Sit back and enjoy another banger, episode 206 with Carter Cofield. Ladies and gentlemen, you already know where you're at right now. This is the place to be. I always like to bring guests on the show. Not only that's going to give you the gang, but somebody right now, if you ain't got your pen, your pad, your paper, if you're not ready for this, I want you to prepare yourself because we are going to learn about how to live tax-free with none other than my guy. Welcome to the show. Carter Cofield is in the building. What's going on, fam?
What's good, King? How you doing, man? Long time no see. So glad we got a chance to get connected. In LA, man. And, you know, now here we are. So I'm super excited to be here.
Absolutely, man. Listen, man, we were in LA. We had some amazing food. Charles Jenkins stopped by. We were doing a whole bunch of behind the scenes, man. So glad to have met you out in LA. Actually, was in Beverly Hills, too. Beverly Hills is kind of bougie, by the way. But yeah. Hey,
we're in Bel Air. You know, the bougie is of the bougie. Outside of Calabasas, we're like in the most bougie part of LA.
Absolutely, man. I think we had like the lamb chops, all type of stuff, man, and the macaroni. But listen, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But I met you and I was like, you know what? I got to get them on a podcast because when you think about our audience and the people that listen to this show, they're either, you know, entrepreneurs who are crushing in their business, you know, or perhaps, you know, that needs the game. And what better topic to talk about than taxes? But before we do that, I want to jump back, right? Just jump back real quick. Take me to the young Carter Cofield. Like, take me to the young man growing up. Where are you from?
So I'm from the South Side of Chicago, man. It was 9 of us in a 3-bedroom home. You know, on the South Side. And you know, what's crazy about growing up broke is that you don't really know how broke you are because all your friends broke too. So it's kind of like, you know, we don't really know. We just all having fun. And, you know, we made the most out of the situation, man. But, you know, coming out of that, you know, the South Side has some mindset shifts where, like, you kind of don't believe that you could become better than your circumstances. So I was just blessed to have, like, mentors around me and people around me that actually, like, yo, you can, like, get out of here. And for me, it was a journey. But, you know, fast forward, I can't believe some of the stuff I accomplished and more important, the lives that I've been able to impact coming from that area to where I'm at now.
Man, it's crazy, right? Like South Side Chicago. I mean, to make it out of there, you know, that's impressive. But to, you know, do what you're doing. And I look at you like an educator, fam. If you guys already, one thing about our audience, they scroll to the bottom. They're already clicking the show notes, whether they're watching us on YouTube or perhaps, you know, they're listening to us on Spotify or Apple. They're already going through your profile. And if you go through your profile and the videos that you drop, they're so educational, but also about taxes. But what, like, led you down that path? Why jump into that particular space?
No, it's funny, man. So I always would learn about money because I knew money was out there, but I knew we didn't have it, right? Mm. So I was curious about, like, money, how money works. And I don't know if I told you this. My mom died when I was 14 and my dad died when I was 16, right? So I graduated, I graduated high school around the recession. So I'm looking at, like, yo, what field has the lowest unemployment rate? Because I can't afford to major in something that I'm not going to be able to get employed in because I don't have a fallback plan. Mm. And CPA was the number one job with the lowest unemployment rate because I don't care what you're doing, you're going to need somebody to help you with taxes. So I dove down that road and I found out, like, bro, like, taxes is everyone's number one expense. Mm. Everyone. The average person pays 40% of their lifetime income in taxes. Think about that. Like, most people end up making $1 million over their lifetime. You're giving away $400,000 that you worked hard for, right? So it brought me down this path of just learning, like, all right, with those wealthy people like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, who, like, these are wealthy, wealthy people, that don't pay taxes. Like, how are they accumulating all this money, but their tax bill is lower than the average person? Like Warren Buffett, the greatest investor of all time, his tax rate is lower than his secretary's.
How's that even possible?
So it's a, so a lot of things. I'll give you all the game on taxes, but one of the main things you need to know is how you make money determines how much taxes you pay. So active income, if you're making money through a business actively, you have to pay ordinary income taxes. However, if you make money passively through like long-term stocks or long-term buy and hold rental properties, you're at a different tax rate than ordinary income taxes. So it's not just about making money, it's about how you make money. You know,
That's a bar. That's a bucket. Right now, someone right now is about to say, "Listen, I'm about to try to figure out how to get this passive income." And you know, what I like about it is that you got into a space, you did your research, right? A lot of people just jump into a new business, jump into a new idea without any research. You're like, you know, I got no fallback plan, right? You had to really become a man, you know, at a young age. And one of the things that I like about that you talk about taxes is the way you can live tax free. You know, here in this podcast, we like to give away the game. So I already went through a bunch of your videos, right? And I like your videos. I feel like I never know what's going to happen. You know, I gave you a crazy idea. We'll talk about that later on.
Hey, I just shot that idea last week, actually. So
listen, I can't wait. Look, we'll get an audience idea. I want to break down taxes right now. Some of your, I like to call them my favorite viral videos regarding taxes. You had a couple of videos. Let's run down them. The first one I want to talk about is how to live tax-free Airbnb, because a lot of people travel all the time. We look at the Airbnbs, we just swiping our cards, but how can we do that?
So before that, let me give you all the foundation. I think it's so important for your audience to understand the foundation before we can get into the tips. So number one, the tax code was made to benefit entrepreneurs and business owners, right? If you're an employee, you're not on the right team. And I tell people all the time, the tax code is like a game. And in order to win any game, you have to be on the right team. So the tax code was made to benefit entrepreneurs and business owners because every job that we create is a job that the government doesn't have to create. Every job that we create is one more person off welfare. So they say, because you're a business owner, you get to deduct all expenses associated with operating your business. So for you, Sean, you have this podcast equipment, right? All the stuff in your office that helps you make money in your business. These are all tax deductible items. So what I teach is like, hey guys, if we take a moment and think about it, there's a way that we can make majority of our expenses, right? Tax deduction. That's how you can live tax free. So the Airbnb play goes like this. If you own an Airbnb, and so let's say I'm in LA, right? So let's say I own the Airbnb Chicago. Every time I fly to Chicago, I'm going to check on my property, right? So therefore, the flight I take to Chicago is tax deductible. Any Ubers I take to my property is tax deductible. And, you know, if I have to stay somewhere else because my property is occupied, that lodging hotels is tax deductible as well. So one of the hacks that people can do is, I tell people all the time, go get an Airbnb in your favorite city. So that then when you go to Miami, when you go to California, when you go to Atlanta, every time you go there, it's tax deductible because you have a property that you can go check on.
That's a bar. I mean, because you think about it, right? If you're going to check on your property, you're operating in your business. So let's keep this list going. This is good. So tax-free hotel stay, because a lot of people right now are saying, hey, I want to book this vacation, or I want to go, you know, I want to go to whatever exotic place there is. How can we have tax-free in our hotel stays?
Yeah, so I think you all actually did it. I don't know if you realized you were doing it when you and Harry came out to LA, right?
Yeah.
You all came out to LA. Let's say y'all was coming to LA just to kick it, right? That would be a personal trip and that would not be tax deductible. But what she did is she found some business activity in Los Angeles to make the trip now a business trip. So one of the hacks I give people is like, if you're about to go to LA for somebody's birthday, y'all flying in on Saturday, leaving on Sunday, it's a quick birthday trip, I would encourage you to make that trip a business trip by simply flying in on Friday and leaving on Monday. And when you fly in on Friday and leave on Monday, all you have to do as a business owner is to find business activity on those weekdays. And like, so that could be recording a podcast. That could be taking a client out to lunch. That could be going to a conference, a workshop, right? The moment you have a business activity in that city, that's now a 100% business trip. So now you can write off what was going to be a personal hotel is now a business hotel, right? Mm-hmm. What was going to be a personal meal is now a business meal, which was going to be a personal flight, but now they're a business flight. So you're able to turn these personal trips into business trips by simply taking a step back and saying, hey, how can I find some business activity in this state? And Sean, you know people everywhere. You're one of the most plugged people I know. So all you got to do before you go anywhere is say, hey, do I know a business partner or a homie I can connect with? You go out there, y'all have dinner, you keep the receipt, you take a photo of y'all at dinner. That's all documentation. And now you made that trip tax deductible.
Hey guys, so let me take a guess. You're enjoying the show. And if that's right, please make sure that you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast right now and tag me at @SeanRAnthony_. I promise you this is going to help in amazing ways. And while you're at it, hit the 5-star rating and subscribe. With that being said, guys, let's get back to the show. Oh man, listen, I like this. You know, I know the audience, right? They're saying, you know what, Sean, listen, we gonna pause the episode, we're gonna save it, we're gonna come back to it. They probably already trying to figure out how they can work with you. But listen, I know tax season is over, so y'all gotta wait. I'm gonna give you the game. We're gonna continue to give you the game. Let's break this down, man. So you're already giving the tips, right? One of the ones that I personally liked, and I know the audience will like, is we all want to, you know, buy the designer, buy the Gucci, buy the Louis, buy whatever we want, but we don't know how to get it with tax-free or make it seem, you know, as if we're doing the right things. We just swipe our cards. One of the videos that you created was a tax-free, and we're going to have all these videos, guys. We're going to have the links in the show notes. Tax-free shopping spree. How do we pull the shopping spree trip off tax-free?
See, this is one of my favorite hacks, and I always have to preface it because I don't want to get me or anybody else in trouble, right? So there are a few ways that you need to do this to make sure you do it properly, okay? Because IRS used to be very, very much against you writing off clothes, like unless it was a costume, like they wasn't going for it, right? But then I always back up my tax hacks with court cases. So there was a court case where this gentleman, he was he owned a suit company and he was writing off all of his suits because every suit that he made, he would get his logo stitched on it because he was like a walking marketing piece for his company. Mm. And he went to court. IRS, like, you know, we noticed your clothing expense was really high. You know, you can't write off clothes. And his argument was every time I stitch my logo on my suits, it brings me more business. So this is actually an advertising cost. And after the court case, he ended up winning. So the IRS had to go alter the ruling and say, if you go shopping and get your company logo visibly stitched on the garment, then that garment is now a tax deductible expense. So if you were to go get for example, Nike jogging suits, the Nike Tech Fits is like $200, right? Yep. I love wearing them. You got Nike shirt on right now. Yep. So what me and my business partners did, we owned a company called Melanin Money. And so we got our Melanin Money logo stitched on the opposite side of the Nike sign and stitched on the pants. And that made, not only did it make the clothes tax deductible, but the stitching cost is tax deductible as well. And every time you take the garment to the cleaners, that is a tax deductible expense as well. So now you got a three-way tax benefit for going shopping, something you would do anyway.
Oh man, that's a bar in itself, right? Even to the cleaners, I didn't even think about that, right? even to the cleaners, like you can't just get your stuff, you know, logoed and just throw it in the dryer. You got to really, yeah, no,
that's a nice garment right there. You know what I'm saying? Like you get the suit, you get the, you know, the SONW right there with the cap in, and then boom. Now you not only are you looking clean, but you're marketing your business at the same time.
Yeah. So next time y'all catch me in the airport and I'm SONW out, you already know who to blame.
Hey, look. I want to spread the word and I hope you look good doing it, you know?
Facts. Listen, let's keep it going, man. This is good because I know people right now are writing stuff down. You know, I have, you know, this one was kind of funny for me because I think it's one of those special times. You only got one time a year to do this one. And it's the how to write off your next B-Day. So let's break this down because I know right now the Geminis are getting ready. So how do we do this?
Yeah, man. So this play was actually given to me by my mentor, man. Just a quick aside, if you don't have a mentor in every important aspect of your life, like you you are in the slow lane to becoming the person you want to be, right? Mm. So, you know, I had a birthday coming up, and I was talking to one of my tax mentors, and he gave me this play on how to write up your birthday. And when he gave me this, like, I dropped my pen and paper and had to walk off. It was such a gangster play. I'm like, bro, this I'm running this every year. So here's how you do it, right? If you have an LLC or S corporation, right, you can have what's called an annual meeting every year. And within this annual meeting, you can invite your board of advisors, some of your business partners, whatever. You all can strategize on how to improve the current year and improve the future year. So, Sean, let me ask you this before I even go in deeper. Are most of your friends entrepreneurs?
Majority, yes, they are.
Exactly. Because right? Once you become an entrepreneur, you're just in the world. So majority of my friends are entrepreneurs. Not only are they entrepreneurs, we do business together. Whether I hire them for their services or we own businesses together. Because at this age, bro, if you could be my homie, we got to be breaking bread together. That's
what it is. I like that. I like that.
So if you do business with any of your friends or they're on your board of advisors, right, you can invite them to this annual meeting. And your annual meeting can be anywhere you want it to be. So for my 30th birthday, my annual meeting was in beautiful Medellin, Colombia.
Oh, wow.
Right? And we rented out a penthouse. It was like a 10-bedroom, 10-bathroom penthouse. And I invited 7 or 8 of my business partners, you know. And I actually paid for the whole Airbnb because it's my company's annual meeting, right? So every day we came together in the living room. I still got the pictures right now. We had a 2-hour mastermind session every day, right? And I took notes, took meeting minutes, took documentation, took attendance, and we took photos of every of each day. So now, in case of an audit, we have proof that for these 5 days, it was COVID advisors' annual meeting. Here are the people that were in attendance. Here are the business that we do together. Here's the meeting minutes. And here are photos. So we legitimately turned my birthday into a tax deductible trip. And peep game, we only had meetings for 2 hours. We were outside the rest of the time. We were outside the rest of the time. So guys, you know, I want you all to be, and here's the thing, Sean, like I tell people all the time, if you want to pay less tax, simply change the facts. Right? So I changed the facts of me going, having a, you know, a birthday out of the country to me having an annual meeting. And just by me shifting that narrative a bit, I was able to save. I think the whole thing cost me about $5,000 or $10,000. I was able to get a $10,000 write-off. For enjoying my birthday, having a great time, and I was making money on the trip as well. So, because I was documenting the journey, so it was a great time, and I encourage everybody to run this play. I don't get this away for free a lot. Everybody needs to run this play.
Man, listen, I'm already trying to figure out when you saying, like, okay, we can go do this, we can go do that. You know, I'm trying to figure out how I can be a Cofield advisor. like these guys going to Colombia, but it makes sense, right? It makes sense to kind of like really sit back and say, you know what? All right, we're going to go here, we're going to do this. But that documentation is key. And I want my artists to really capture, you know what Carter Cofield is up here talking about today. And that is, you got to have the documentation, take the photos. You never know when you're going to have an audit, you know. And for me, you know, you may not know this, right? I know you've been a full-time entrepreneur for 6 years. You know, for me, I became a full-time entrepreneur in August last year. And I remember,
bro, I feel like with your network, your expertise in 200 episodes, bro, I feel like you've been in the game longer than me.
listen. I was before this, you know, I was I was a brand manager for huge companies. I was a brand manager for Target. Before that, I was a brand manager for Macy's. Then I was a brand manager for Belk. And now, obviously, I'm brand managing a lot of people and running a show and a podcast and helping people build podcasts.
You're killing it, by the way.
I appreciate that, fam. But for me, when I think about it, right, I remember doing my taxes just a couple months ago. And I remember sitting down, you know, with my CPA. And I kind of felt like a Young Dolph lyric. You know, the young Dolph lyric was, you know, I just had a conversation with my CPA and boy, I've been eating. And what I mean by that is, you know, I went over 6 figures as a side hustle. And the reason I'm saying that right now, and the reason I wanted to have you on this show is because a lot of people have side hustles that will become their main hustle, but they don't know these different things you're teaching us right now on a podcast. They don't know that you can, you know, have the tax-free Airbnbs. They don't know you can have the annual meeting and sit down with, you know, people who are in your company. They don't know about the hotel stay. So this has been crazy information. But one of the things you got to think about, right, when you start a new business is like, yo, how am I going to have the devices? So let's talk about this. And the reason I say this one for one of the last questions I have about tax-free is because we look at all the devices you have. What are some more tips or strategies that you can give our audience when they're trying to have tax-deductible devices?
And first of all, I want your audience to thank you because due to your great questions, they are giving away. They're getting a lot of game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Great answers require great questions to be asked. I want to first give you kudos on that. So
appreciate it.
Here's the thing, right? Like, again, it's all about creativity, right? So I had one post of how you can turn each toy that you own into a tax deduction simply by making sure you use it for some business use. So I'm going to go through a few items and we can talk about how to make them tax deductible, right?
Let's do it.
So your computer, right? If you have, you know, everybody has a computer. If you're checking emails on your computer, if you're doing work on your computer is a tax deductible expense. Mm. Same thing with your cell phone, right? The moment you start taking business calls, the moment you start, operating your business with your phone, which everybody does, your phone is now tax deductible. But we can get to some funner ones, right? Apple Watch, right? Mm. Because you can check your email and you can schedule appointments and everything on your Apple Watch, because it's such an intuitive device for business, your Apple Watch is tax deductible as well. And most people do not know that, right? Mm. Let's take it further. A drone, right? Most people, like, a drone is personal, like, you know, it's just for fun. No, if you're shooting marketing content videos with your drone is now a business expense because you're, again, it's helping you with your marketing, it's helping you with your branding, it's helping you with your social media, right? Mm. So now your drone is a tax deductible expense as well. Cameras, I know you probably have dope cameras in your office. So like the list goes on. Like, it just, you take a moment to think about how can I use this device for business and not personal use, then you can shift it from the category of personal to business. And I love what you said about the side hustle thing, because Sean, I think, and people, I get pushed back on this, but I'm still a firm believer. Everybody should at least have a side hustle. I'm not telling anybody to go quit their job. I'm saying that everybody should at least have a side hustle, because whatever your job is paying you to do from 9 to 5, somebody else will gladly pay you to do from 5 to 9, right? Yep. You were a brand manager. You did it from 9 to 5. Now people need you outside of work. So now you've been doing brand management for people outside of work. So I think people need to tap into their genius and start a side hustle, because once you start the side hustle, a lot of your personal expenses become business expenses immediately.
Facts.
Right? Cell phone, immediately. Internet, immediately. Home office, immediately. Your car, immediately. I'm not telling anybody go spend more money. I'm telling them that the money they're already spending can become a write-off if once they start paying it through their business, but they have to first have a side hustle or business to take advantage of.
Man, this is a bar, powerful, right? Like I'm with you on that. Everyone has that. And I think that was one of the biggest aha for me. So I'm like, hold on, we can roll with the business side on this one? Yes, you can. You're hearing it, you know, from Carter himself today on the podcast. Listen, I want to ask you the question, and we asked this question to everybody who's been on the podcast, right? Whether, you know, they dropped out of college, whether, or perhaps, you know, they got their degree, still don't know what to do with it. But they are asking themselves the question of the podcast: school's over, now what? What advice would Carter Cofield give?
It's really simple. School is not the end of your educational journey. It's the beginning of your educational journey. So many people think, like, you know, and I was one of them too, like, once they graduate, like, oh, my learning stops now. No, like, that's when your learning begins, right? School teaches you how to learn, right? That's the point. It teaches you how to learn. So now you have to take those learning from school and start reading books, start going to workshops, start going to conferences, start putting yourself in rooms. So once I understood that school was not the end of my education, it was just the beginning, I started to level up and I started to replace entertainment with education. So for every hour of music, I replace it with an hour of podcasting, every hour of TV, I replace it with an hour of reading. And I started to see myself level up beyond anything that school could take me, because it's just the beginning of your educational journey and not the end.
Oh man, that's a bar, man. Listen, you gotta listen to today to this episode. Write down the notes. Replace all that entertainment at least with 1 hour education. Listen, Carter, I appreciate you for being on the show right now. People want to know more about you. Just give us all your social media platforms and where we can find you.
Got you. So it's Cofield_advisor on all social media platforms. And I have a gift for your audience. I just set this up before our call. If they text the word tax to 312-847-2309, I'm going to give them one of my ultimate tax saving ebooks. I'm going to give it to them for free. So again, text the word tax to 312-847-2309. And you all get this free tax saving guide where I take you a lot deeper into the things that we talked about today.
Oh, that's a bar. Listen, guys, make sure you get that guy, fam. Make sure you get that guy. Make sure you text that number. And for those of you that have been listening, always remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know. And while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app, subscribe, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.